few kashas. We say, Chazal tell us, Be'echad ve'adr mashmina l'ashkalan. That when Adar rolls around, we publicize the mitzvah to bring shkalim for the needs of the Beis HaMikdash. The lashon of the Mishnah is, Be'echad ba'adr mashkim mashmi'in al hashkalim v'al ha'klaim. The Chazal are mazir on the Indian of klaim as well. We can understand, of course, why it is that shkalim are brought. It's the new season, it's the new year, so there's a need of a new mishkal. But why is it that when it comes to Adar, or mashmin al ha'klaim, ma bein shkalim l'klaim? Question number one. Secondly, the Gemara tells us, Rav Chun tells us, with many drushes that the Gemara makes, minatayra minayins. For example, the Gemara says, Moshe minatayra minayin, for what do we know Moshe in the Torah? And then, for some interesting reason, the Gemara gives us three questions regarding the characters in the Megillah. Haman min HaTorah minayin, Esther min HaTorah minayin, Mordechai min HaTorah minayin. The Gemara tells us to answer that question of Haman min HaTorah minayin, that the root of Haman in the Torah comes from that which the Torah says. By the Eitz Hadas, Hamin HaEitz, Asher Tzivisicha, Levilti Ocho Mimenu Achalta, Hamin HaEitz. Then Haman has an association with that Eitz. What's the connection, of course, between Haman and that Pasuk? Furthermore, Chazal tells us in the Medrash that when Hashem, Yisbarach, was looking for an eitz to hang Haman on, so he went around to all the different eitzim, to the Zayaminim, to an Esrog, to a Tapuach, to the Arazim, and each one wanted the schus to be toiler the Rasha Haman on it, similar to what we find by Matan Torah. That by Matan Torah, that all the Harim wanted the schus for Kabbalah Satayra, but it was only given, of course, Tar Sinai because of its anivus. So Hashem Yisbarach was going to each and every eitz, and he passeled each one until he came to the kites, which is the thorn bush. And Hashem said, this is going to be my eitz, that Haman would be nitle and an eitz shel kites. So what's the significance of an eitz shel kites? That Dafka was chosen to be the one to hang Haman. Furthermore, we've mentioned many times, if I remember correctly, that which the Arizal taught, that the mitzvah to drink Adul Yada and Purim, that the chiddush of Adul Yada bein Baruch Mordechai or Haman, is that a person should be in such a state of shechras that he should go ahead and say, Baruch Haman. And the Ari has, of course, a drasha in Kabbalah to explain what this is. But Shivim Haran L'Torah, how can we explain and understand this seemingly wild chiddush of the musag of to say Baruch Haman? In the Megillah, we find that as Mordechai is parading around town, and Klai Yisrael is b'tzahala v'samecha over this, so the Megillah notes, in describing the levushim of Mordechai the Tzaddik at this time, of course he was wearing the levushim hamalchus, this is what Haman requested for himself. The pasuk says v'sachrich butz v'agaman, that he was wearing a tachrich of butz v'agaman. Now, what's interesting about butz v'agaman? So butz is another word for flax, for pishtan, for pishtim. Agaman is a type of wool; it's a dyed wool. So therefore, if you mix butz and agaman together in a lavush, so what do you have, Rabbi Say? of shatness. So this is not something which, in my limited knowledge, that I saw that either the Gemara or the Midrashim picked up on, but the Mefarshim pick up on this. It's a kasha. Here Mordechai the Tzaddik, in the moment of his glory, is parading around town in Bnei Yisrael Tzahal v'Sameicha. What about the fact that he's wearing shatness? Shteitin Pasuk, he's wearing shatness. So the Mblei HaOmer, which I believe is the Nesivis, he explains, to answer this question, he addresses this point, and explains that Mordechai HaTzadik was wearing this levush in a way that it wouldn't be chayv shatnez. That the Torah says, lo yale alecha, that you can't wear it as a levush. So midoraisa, it has to be a levisha. It has to be a levisha which warms you, which clothes you. Therefore, he says that Mordechai was wearing it in a way of which the pasuk is medayik, the sachrich. He was kairich it on him, that he didn't actually wear it as a levush. So he was able to bavarn the isser of shatnez by wearing it in a way that al kaponi wouldn't be chayv in an isser deraisa, perhaps it would be a derabanan, but because of kavod hamalchus, he had a heter that he should wear it in a way that he shouldn't be oiv in the isser of shatnez. That's called v'sachrich butz v'agaman. The Manas HaLevi has a different chat. He explains that we know from the Gemara that the mitzvah of shatnez is juxtaposed to the mitzvah of tzitzis, which teaches us that if one is wearing a beged shel shatnez and he has tzitzis on the garment, then he's not chayiv in shatnez. So he writes, the Manas HaLevi, that in order to dodge the bullet of shatnez, Mordechai put tzitzis on the beged. So he turned what would be a potential isser into an extra mitzvah of tzitzis. Perhaps this is pshat. And what we say in Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahal v'samecha, b'roisam yachad tchilas Mordechai. B'roisam yachad. They saw yachad. What's yachad? Shatnez. They saw what the pasuk says. You can't wear it yachdav. B'roisam yachad. And they were afraid. Everybody gasped. Oh, tchilas Mordechai. But then they saw the tchilas. In fact, it says Shoshanas Yaakov. Shoshana is gematria climb. Because if you take climb with a mem sophis, which is gematria 600, just to chazer this point, because you'll need it in the future, that the cheshbin of gematria ends with the letter tof, that's 400. But if you use the letters called mansapach, which is the sophis letters, mem sophis, nun sophis, pei, tzadich, chav sophis, so each one of those continues that number. So therefore, a chav sophis is 500, a mem sophis is 600, nun sophis is 700, pei sophis is 800, and sadi sophis is 900. So if you take klayim, and you'd use a mem sophis, so it's gematria 661, so that's gematria Shoshana. It's also gematria Esther. Also gematria Esther. Very good, we'll get to that later. That's what the Ari says. The Ari says, Shoshana is gematria Esther. Yeah. So that's why, Shoshana is Yaakov. Right, Shoshanas Yaakov. They saw that there would be an Isra of Klayim. Beroisim Yachad, Tchelis Mordechai. But once they saw the Tchelis, that he had tzitzis on it, so they rejoiced. What's interesting is that here Haman was asking the Melech to wear the clothes, the royal clothes. He wanted to wear the clothes of Achshveirush. The pasuk is bedaik that. The Esalavush Asher Lavash Boi Melech. He wants to wear the royal clothes. And that's what Mordechai is wearing. So the royal clothes of Achashverosh has shatness in it. In fact, the Medrash says so. It says, Bo re'e talisa shalosa rasha. Look at the talis of this rasha. It's going back on Achashverosh by the party. Mahi shekol mafkim b'chavli tzemer b'chavli pishtan. Everybody's wearing tzemer and pishtan. V'rasha zu b'chavli butz v'argaman. And he was wearing butz v'argaman. So everybody was wearing shatness. But he was wearing butz v'argaman. This is the clothes that Haman wanted to wear. Haman wanted to wear these clothes. And the reason why he wanted to wear these clothes, as we'll see, is because he wanted to impose the Isser of Shatness on the Jewish people. And Mordechai went along in these clothes because he asked for the Melech's clothes. It was supposed to go to Haman, now it went to Mordechai. So Mordechai is wearing the clothes of the Melech, the clothes of Shatness. You can even further say that we know, going back to the party by the Mishnah of Achashverosh, when we spoke about this at length a few weeks ago, that what is the clothes Asher Loivash Bo HaMelech that everybody saw? They said, wow, the king is wearing these clothes. Which clothes did he wear at the party? The clothes of the Kohen Gadol. Clothes of the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi says it's the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, and so you state in the Medrash. However, the Gemara just says Big De Kahuna. And we know Stan Big De Kahuna has Shatnez in it. It has not just Tcheles. No, it has Tcheles, and it also has Shatnez. The Avnate of every Kohen had Shatnez in it. So if he's wearing the Big De Kahuna, so he's wearing Shatnez. In fact, the Avnet is the Beged, which has Shatnez in it. That's how the Rambam says. The Ravid has a Kasha. There are other Begadim also which has Shatnez in it. But the Avnet is the symbol of Klaim, that the Kohen would wear these clothes of Klaim and service in the Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look at the word Avnet in Targum, he translates it as Haman, which is like a Lashon Haman. To show that he has an Achiz in this Inyan. Not only does the Begin have climb, but he also wants to ride on the royal horse, which is the Sus. And the Suse HaMelech, the Megillah calls, a very funny lashon, Ramachim Bnei HaChashtranim. The Ramachim Bnei HaChashtranim. What's interesting is that one of the only times you find in all of Torah Shabbat Pe literature, as far as I know, which is very little, but it's very uncommon, is that you find the word Ramachim, this word Ramach, in a Mishnah in Klaim. In the ninth parak of Klaim, it's talking about hybrids of different animals, and it refers to one type of an animal called a Ramach. And so the Gemara asks, what is a Ramach? So it says, oh, look at the Pasuk in Megillah. The Megillah talks about this Ramachim. Not only that, but the word Achashtranim has no biur. The Gemara says, we don't know what the word Achashtranim means. So the Gemara makes a drash out of it. It comes from three words put together. Chash, dar, panim. You know what you do when you take three words together and you make a chalent out of it? You know what that's called? Klein. It's called klein. Because it just really makes no sense. So you're just putting words together to make one idea, but now we don't know what anything means. So even Ramachim, Bnei HaChashtranim, which is the Susei HaMelech, even that Sus is like a Bechin of Klein. So the Levush is a Bechin of Klein. The Sus is a Bechin of Klein. And even the person is a Bechin of Klaim, which we'll see later in Mitzvah Shem. So we see that at this moment, that Mordechai is riding around town, he's taking his victory march. He also has to dodge the Issa of Klaim. Where else do we find Klaim in the Megillah? If you go back to the party of Achashverosh, the Pasuk tells us, Chor Kar Pasit Cheles. It's describing the different luxuries, all the different couches and articles in the home of Achashverosh. Chur kar pasut cheles. Achuz v'chavle butz v'agamon. Aglile kesef v'amudeshesh mitos zahav v'chesef. Now, these mitos are called zahav v'chesef. It would be very fair to say that the mitos were actually complete gold and silver. Not because he couldn't afford it, because who wants to lay down on a mita, which is of kasef and zav, right? That's very uncomfortable. What will probably happen, Rabbi Sai, is that Achashverosh and Haman, they had a plan. That they were going to decorate these mitas of a kasef in gold and silver, like gold and silver strands that they made. But underneath all that was going to be klai. That's called chavli butz vargamer. Because they wanted to make a chavala, which is like an injury, to be mazik the Jewish people with the Isser of Klaim. Not even realizing that underneath all of this beautiful design is Pishtin, Semmer, Klaim.
Klaim also applies to like making metals and stuff of different...
No, it doesn't apply, but that's what we're saying. The mitozol of a kesef was just the appearance. That was just to beautify it. But that's not Klaim. But underneath that, there's Chavli Butz V'Agaman. That's Semmer U'Pishtin. And that was what was comfortable about the couches. But you couldn't see that. So if you were a Yid coming to the party, sitting down on this beautifully decorated, it was probably some type of like a sheet. It was a sheet of a very thin gold and silver, but the whole thing couldn't have been gold and silver. It had to be comfortable. And that's what the Pasuk is telling you. It was butz v'argaman, agli li kesef u'madeshesh, mito zahav kesef. But be'etzim, inside, but they shouldn't be able to be seen by the Yidin. It was concealed shatnez. And here too we find Chur Karpas. And the Gemara says, what's Karpas? The Gemara says, Karpas is also a drasha. Karim shel pasim. It's also two words coming together. That's also Bechin of Klein. Because Karpas is just a mixture of two words. Karim shel pasim. We find, interestingly, that when Esther was in the house of Ahasuerus, that he was machshech there also in the Inyan of Klai. Because the Medrash says the following thing, if a goy marries a Jewish girl, or vice versa, so the Medrash says, chayev aleha mishum leisizra karmacha kilayim, umishum leisacharosh b'shor uvachamor yachta. If a Jew marries a goy, that's also Klai. So even the fact that Ahasuerus took Esther was also Bechin of Klein. In fact, of course we know that every time Ahasuerus took Esther was Bal Karcha. Esther Karka Olam Hi, the Gemara says. However, that one time that Mordechai tells Esther, you're going in, and you're going in this time Baratza. And she says, Kasher Avadati, Avadati, and she's going Baratza to be with him. She's going to violate the Issa of Klein willingly. So what does Mordechai say to her? Im hacharish tacharishi be'is hazayis. Why don't you say im hacharish tacharishi? Because that's from the Pasuk Lashon of what? Le'sacharish u'b'shor v'achamoyach. It's alluding to the Inyan of Klein. That he's telling her, now's the time to violate the Issa of le'sacharish. Because why? Because im hacharish tacharishi. Because if you don't do it, it'll be worse. So he uses that Lashon. Hacharish tacharishi, a double Lashon. Sacharishi is a Lashon sacharish. And I would venture to say even that from this union between Esther and Ahasuerus right now, that she became pregnant with Dayavish, who later builds the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because you find by the Isser of Klayim, it says, Kisivne Bayis Chadash, V'asisa Maka L'Gagecha. If you build a Bayis Chadash, V'asisa Maka L'Gagecha, you have to put a Maka. So that there shouldn't be any death in this house. Ki yipol hanayif al mimenu, lest somebody fall from it if there's no makkah. And then right after it says, lo sizra karmacha kilayim. Don't make klayim. So we'll see later on Haman's association with klayim. But here you find that the pasuk says, ki yipol hanayif al mimenu. What happens to Haman? Haman's end is binafila. It says, "V'Haman noifel al hamita." Haman falls, and somebody else also falls from the family of Haman. Who falls? His daughter falls from the roof. She also has a nefila. So that's why the pasuk says, "V'leisasim damim v'beisecha." You have to put up a makkah, right? Because if you don't put up a makkah, somebody's going to fall from the roof. Ki yipol hanoifel mimenu. Double lashon and nefila. Why? Because Haman fell. And his daughter fell, but she mamish fell from the roof. That's why right after it says, Le'sizachar machakilayim. That we're doirish the smuchim. That when there's a shaykhis to klayim, so has a shaykhis too, this inyan of makeh from the fila. Like it says by Mordechai, Ki nofal pachad Mordechai Yehudi aleihem. Because the nefila of Mordechai's pachad, it calls this double nefila on Haman and his daughter, of which what Zeresh says. Zeresh even says that. Ki nofal tipol defana. There'll be a double nefila. Haman has a nefila. And the daughter also has a nefila. That's where the Sofei Tevas here, V'loi sasim damim beveisecha ki noifel, is Sofei Tevas klayim. Sofei Tevas klayim. So Ahasuerus wants to take Esther mitoras klayim. And like we said before, klayim is gematria Esther. Not only that, does he take her to be machshel her in klayim, but Chazal tell us that when she was in the home of Ahasuerus, she refused to eat the food of the Beis HaMalchus. She would only eat kosher food. Chazal say, Machal al-Zeroinim, she would eat seeds. And where did she learn to eat seeds from? She learned it from Daniel. Because when Daniel was in the home of Nebuchadnezzar, when he was the big cheese many years ago, so he also refused to eat what the Pasuk calls in the Navi, the Pasbag HaMelech. He didn't want to eat Pasbag. He didn't want to eat Pasbag. And also Esther didn't want to eat pasbag. So she ate zaroinim just like Daniel did. Now what's pasbag? So the Zohar Kodesh says pasbag is basar v'chalav. Basa v'chalav. And everybody eats basa v'chalav in the home of Ahasuerus. You know what basa v'chalav is? Klein. It's klein. It's a form of klein. Because what is klein? Klein really is, if you take two dvarim which are mutter, each one is mutter in its own, but when you put it together, it becomes aser. So like tzemer and pishtim, they're both mutter. You could wear beggar of pishtim, you could wear beggar of tzemer. It's just when you put them together, that combination becomes aser. Same thing is true with basa v'chalav. So she refused to eat basa v'chalav in the home of Ahasuerus. Why? Because that's called klein. That's a machel called klein. So Ahasuerus took her to be machsher and klein, and he wanted to feed her basa v'chalav, which is a bechin of klein. What's interesting is that the Pirkei of Yehuda, Pirkei of Elazar, I should say, praises Mordechai and says, why is he called the Ish Yehudi? He's called the Ish Yehudi because he learned Torah his whole life and he never ate anything treif. Never put a double treif into his mouth. Interesting is that we know that the Gemara makes a drasha about Mordechai, Al Tikri Ish Yehudi Ela Ish Yechidi. And the Gemara makes a drasha, where do we know that it's mutter to wear klein for the big de kahuna? So Yerushalmi says, Bad shuhu oyla yechidi, im tzemer shuhu oyla yechidi. So you see that there's a heter from klein comes from the drasha of yechidi. Yechidi, yechidi. So the fact that Mordechai is called an ish yehudi, which we darshan yechidi, implies that he was free from the inyan of klein. Now why is that important? Because really Mordechai is also bechin of klein. Because on the one hand, he comes from where? The Pasuk is telling you he comes from where? Shevet Yehuda. But he also comes from Shevet Binyamin. That's also be a klein. We say, no, that's not called klein. When you mix two shvatim like that, that's not called klein. We'll get back to that a little bit later, this inyan. But we're telling you that that's not called klein. That's called something else. We'll get there in Mitzvah. But that's called ishechidi. To teach you, that's not klein. That's called a heter decline. In the same way that we learn the heter decline from the word yechidi, yechidi. So we have here that we have Haman, we have the 11 sons of Haman, and we have Ahasuerus. They're trying to be machshel, the Jewish people, in the Inyan of Klein. Secretly in the Inyan of Klein. That's if you take the word Klein, but Derech Remez, Klein, but Derech Remez is the letters Yud Aleph Melech. The Yud is the 10 sons of Haman, the Aleph is Haman himself, and Melech is Ahasuerus. So you see, even from the word Klein, there's a Remez to the other team against the Jewish people, which is Yud Aleph Melech. This Inyan of Klein we find especially by Eretz Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim we find an Inyan of Klein. Because Mitzrayim was Somech on the Nilus, which is the Nile River. And another word for the Nile River in the Torah is called the Nahar Pishon. And Chazal say Pishon is called thus because of the word Pishtan, which is flax. They were Megadol Pishtim. We also know that that Eretz Mitzrayim has a fascination with Tzon, that they worship the Tzon. Why do they worship the Tzon? On the one hand, it says in the Torah that to eat with the Jewish people was a to'eva for them. Why was it a to'eva for them? Because the Yidden would eat Tzon, and they don't eat Tzon. So if they don't eat Tzon, then why do they idolize the Tzon? Because they use the Tzon for what? For Tzemer. They use the Tzon for Tzemer. And they had a way of taking the tzemer of the Begadim and the pishtim for the Nilos, because they worship the Nilos and they all should worship the tzemer. So what could be better than making a union of the two things? So they put the tzemer with the pishtim together, and by doing so, they made an union called klein. Now, why is klein so bad? Because when you put two things together which don't come together, you generate a tuma from where the kishuf comes from. So the kishuf of Mitzrayim comes from the union of klein. That's why another word for kishuf in the Torah is called charoshim, because it's called like sacharosh, because the kishuf that they use came from the charoshim, from the iser of leisacharosh b'shar v'chamayachtav, the mixture of these two things together. In fact, there's a medrash which says the following thing: Mipnei shesamu es Yisrael zorei chitim sa'irim, because they made the yidden plant chitim and sa'irim, lefikach hevi aleihem arba. Right? That's why Hashem brought the mak of arba. And they ate everything that the Yidden planted. I think I'm missing part of the Chazal here. There was a reference to Klein. It wasn't just from the Zorei Chitim Mitzrayim, but I don't remember what it was. But the Yidden came to the Yamsuf. So we know that Chazal said, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. Why should we split for them? They worship Avodah Zarah, they also worship Avodah Zarah. But there's a Medrash which says like this, we're not splitting. Eidu Lov Sheklayim, Ve Eidu Lov Sheklayim. As I state in Medrash. These were Klayim and these were Klayim. What you see from here, Rabbi, says very interesting. You know, Chazal tell us, no slave was ever able to escape Mitzrayim. And the fact that the Yidden were able to leave Mitzrayim was the talk of the world. It wasn't possible. No Eved ever escaped. Why was no Eved to escape? Teretz says because they used Kishuv. They used a certain Kishuv that they made some type of what's called a Lahat HaCherev HaMisateches. Right? Rashi says Lahat is a Lashon of Kishuv. That they put this thing which surrounded Mitzrayim that nobody would ever to escape. Because the word Klayim comes from the word Kalu Velo Eitze. That's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Kalu. Kalu comes from Lashon Beis Hasurim. Like you're trapped. You're in jail. So they use the Koyach of Klayim to make this ring around Mitzrayim to prevent anybody from escaping. It's called Kalu Velo Eitze. Which is why it's fascinating that by the Pasuk, what does it say by Mordechai when he strode around town? It says, Umordechai Yatza, right? Because it says, Kalu Velo Eitze, Mordechai Yatza. Mordechai was able to get out. And what does it say? Well, and that's the pasuk which says that he was wearing butz v'argamon, all blah, blah, blah. He was wearing all the klayim. That's a pshat. He went around town wearing the klayim because the whole inyan of the yitziyah is against kol v'lo yitzeh. He was able to escape the kishuf of Haman. That's why klayim, which we said is 661, is also gematria Eretz Mitzrayim. And we know that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they took along the Erev Rav, and the Erev Rav was the ones who made the Egel. They made the Egel. So what does Chazal say? What does the Zohar say about this Egel? It wasn't just a shor. It was also a chamor. It was shor milamata v'chamor milamala. So the mamish made, using their kishuf, loy sacharosh, shor v'chamor yachta. The mamish made a mitzias of klein. Because they come from Mitzrayim. And this is what Chazal say. They were the chartumim Mitzrayim. The chartumim had an inyan of kishuf. That an inyan of klayim, which is where they had the yinika from the inyan of klayim. Now we need to understand a little bit more. In other words, building this binyan about the inyan of klayim as it pertains to Haman and Achashverosh and Mitzrayim. So there's a pasuk in the Megillah which says as follows. This is one of the key points in this shmuz, siyata d'shmai. The pasuk says, Mordechai leyichav leishtachavim. And everybody came to Mordechai and they said to him, Madu ata oiver esmetzos ha-melech. How could you do this? And Mordechai says, I'm not bowing down. Vayagidu lehaman, and they told Haman, Lirois hayamdu devei Mordechai, to see if the words of Mordechai should stand. Ki higid lehem ashehu Yehudi. He told him that he was a Yehudi. And after that, vayimaldi Haman chema, Mordechai, Haman gets so upset about this. So there's an obvious question here. What does it mean that I'm not bowing down? Because he gave them a shehu Yehudi. He told them he's a Jew. He's not bowing down. We need to know that. So the Mefarshim say as follows. It's quoted in the Chassam Sefer LaTorah by his son. It's quoted in the Chidah. Abisfarim says the following thing. We know, based on the Gemara, the whole story, that Haman and Mordechai were old pals. And Haman actually became an Eved Kenani to Mordechai. He became his slave. Now, one thing we know about an Eved Kenani is that a non-Jew who becomes a slave to a Jew, it sounds like just like he takes him in and he gives him a room and bed and everything is good. And he has to go through a process of geiris. He has to do milah, and he has to do tefillah, kabbal mitzvahs, and he's chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha. He's obligated in the mitzvahs just like a woman is obligated in. Thereby, an Eved Kenani, the etzem, has the status of a Jew. So the Mefarshim touched the pasuk as follows. What was Mordechai telling everybody? I'm not bowing down to Haman. You know why I'm not bowing down to Haman? Ki higid lehem ashehu Yehudi. They wanted to test Haman to see. Ki higid lehem ashehu Yehudi. Who is the Yehudi? Haman is Yehudi. And that was the biggest possible insult you could possibly say to Haman. But after that, he wants to wipe out Mordechai and exterminate the Jewish people. There was no bigger insult to call Haman a Yehudi. Now, absorb this, Rabbi Yisai. Haman is a Jew. Haman is a Jew. What's ironic is that Haman makes a gzera to wipe out Kol HaYehudim, and we would think that Al Pipshat, he never succeeded. He didn't kill a single Jew. But in retrospect, he killed himself, so he was Mekayim his gzera. Because here, Kol doesn't mean every Jew, it means like Kol Shehu, just like the littlest Jew, the tiniest Jew. So therefore, Haman is what? He's a Jew. But Haman is not just a Jew, he's also a? He's also a? Amaleki. So he's a Jew and he's an Amaleki. So what happens when you put a Jew and an Amaleki together? They've climbed. Climb. There's no bigger climb than that. Because on the one hand, there's a mitzvah to kill every Amaleki. But on the other hand, there's a mitzvah l'hachayosai, to keep every Jew alive. So there's this mixture of chayim and maves by Haman. It's a mixture of chayim. So we see why it is that on the one hand, Haman thinks that he can take out the Jewish people, because he's in. He has an in the Jewish people. He's like this Amaleki in disguise. He broke into the fold. He's one of them. That's why it says in Kapitel Chafez, which is the Kapitel of Ayelas HaShachar that Esther said, she says to Hashem, Hatzileni ki tzara kroiva. Because the tzara is a karov to us. That's what it means. Not just that the tzara is near. The tzara, which is the ish tzara v'ayiv, which is Haman, he's kroiva to us. He's one of us. So how are you mispalel to wipe out a Jew? Can't be mispalel to kill him. But on the other hand, he wants to exterminate the entire Jewish people. So he has a shmir from the fact that he's a Jew, but he can wipe them out because he's an Amaleki. With this we can understand why it is that Haman is hung on a kites. Why a kites? Because we know that there are seven letters in the Torah which have tagin on top, which are called crowns. Three crowns emanating from the top of these letters. And those crowns are also called kitesim. Kutsim. Like the thorns, like the tips of the letters. And the Gemara Menachos tells us those seven letters have a mnemonic called Shatnez Gates. So if I were to ask you, Haman was hung on a kites. That means that he was hung on a bechina called Shatnez Gates. He was hung on Shatnez Gates. So we know that he was hung on an Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amah. That means an Eitz Gavoya Nun Amah. So if you take Eitz Nun, yeah, the letter Ayin comes from Shatnez, right? The letter Tzadi comes from Shatnez Gates. And the letter Nun comes from the word Shatnez. So all three of these letters, Eitz Nun, which is what Haman was hung on, they all have a kotz. So that's the pshat that Haman was hung on a kotz. He was hung on the kotz of the letters Shatnez Gates. Happens to be that the remaining letters of Shatnez Gates, which were not used here, incidentally, are the Shin, the Tes, the Nun, and the Zayin. The Shin, the Tes, the Zayin, and the Gimel. If you put that together, it's Gematria 319, which is Gematria Neufel al Hamita. We said before, Haman was Neufel al Hamita. We'll get back to this Mita a little bit later. But it says, Vayitzlu es Haman, that they hung Haman. Right, so talu, which is the word, the root of the word vayitzlu, talu, like it says by the aseres bnei Haman talu al ha'etz. So talu 436 gematria shatnez, vayitzlu al ha'etz, that they hung Haman on the p'china of shatnez. So we said before, be'echa ba'adim ashmin al ashkalim ba'al ha'klayim. That when it comes to Ad, there were mashmin ala shkolim, and also the climb. And at first glance, we said, what's climb have to do with anything here? What does climb have to do with Adar? But the truth is that shkolim and climb are two opposites. Because what's the mitzvah of chatzi shekel? It's to take a shekel, to slice it in half, and to put it into a pot. But when you put it into this pot, what you're doing essentially is that you're trying to make mixtures of this half with another half. It's like making zivugim. The Torah says, Ha'ashi lo yarbe v'hada lo yamit. Everybody has to give a chatzi shekel. Hashem wants it that way because He wants that the chatzi shekel of the usher should mix with the chatzi shekel of the ani. You should be mixing chatzi shekels together. So when you mix two shkalim, two chatzi shekels, one from here and one from there together, that's called shkalim. Because they belong together. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where you can wear klayim, where things which are opposite and separate from each other, they come together there. Like we said before, that Mordechai is a person that he comes from Chatzi Shevet Yehuda and Chatzi Shevet Binyamin. Yehuda is like the usher from the Shvatim, and Binyamin is like from the lowest of the Shvatim, from the last of the Shvatim. When you put those two things together, that's not called Klayim, that's called Shkalim. That's called Shkalim. In fact, the Beis HaMikdash stood on the Beis HaMikdash was laying, the Mizbeach was laying on what? On which two Shvatim? Yehuda and Binyamin. Because what did Yehuda say to Binyamin? Anoichi ervenu. I take a chrys for Binyamin. Did he not say that to Binyamin? I take a chrys for Binyamin? But he didn't tell that to Yaakov? Ervenu means I mixed together with him. Yehuda says, I mixed together with Binyamin. That's called shkalim. In fact, in the building of the Mishkan, who built the Mishkan? Bezalel from Shevet Yehuda and Aliyah from Shevet Dan, which is the Chazan will say the highest of the Shvatim and the lowest of the Shvatim, because they're building the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is a place of Shkalim. So you can mix things together in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how it's called Klein, that's called Shkalim. That's why it says, the Pasuk says, that they knew how to do Maiseh Charash V'Choyshev. Charash, again, is a Lashon. Sacharash. They were able to do Klein. And the Pasuk goes on to say, Batcheles U'Vagomen V'Sheish. Sheish is Pishtan. In our government, Tchilas V'Gomen is wool. It's called Cheresh. Once again, that Ahaliyav and Bezalel, they were the Charoishas. They knew how to use Charoishas of Tzemeru Pishtim Biach. It's also a remiss here because the Mishkan makes reference to what's called Charoishas Eitz. It's like a remiss to the Eitz of Haman. It's called like Charoishas Eitz. Like there's an Eitz which is called Charoishas, which is Bechin of Klein. Masha Ein Kain. Masha Ein Kain, Klein is the opposite of that. When you take two things together which don't go together, that's called Klein. That's called Shatnez. So Shatnez is the opposite of that. By the Klipa, it's called Klein, but being Kedusha, in the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan, that's called Shkalim. So in the roots, they have Shaychus to one another. Mordechai would be called Shkalim, because he mixes Yehuda Binyamin. And Haman would be called Klein because he mixes Yisrael and Amaleki. And even the month of Adar is a Bechin of Shkalim. Because we know that Adar can become an Ibershana, which is an Adar Sheni, like we're currently in. When you do that, you're taking Nisan, which is the month of Yehuda, which is the highest month. It's connected Shevet Yehuda. And you're taking Adar, which is either the month of Naphtali or the month of Ephraim. And you're mixing them together and you're making another Sheni. So when you take Nisan and an Adar and you make another month out of it, that's called Shkolim. So if I'm a Shmim ala Shkolim ala Klein. What's interesting is that the Arizal tells us there's a Kavana by Ktoiris. He says that in when you say Ktoiris, the Pasuk says in the morning, it says, Bad Bivad Yihya. Bad Bivad Yihya. So the Ari says that you have to take Bad, the word Bad, in Atbash. And Atbash means that you turn a letter on its head, that an Aleph could be replaced for a Taf, and a Beis for a Shin, and a Gimel for a Reish, and a Dalet for a Kof, and a Hey for a Tzadi, and a Vav and a Pei, that the letters can replace themselves on their heads. So the Ari says, when you come to this word Bad, you have to make an Atbash out of it. So a bays of bad replaces for a shin, and a dalit for a kuf. So he says bad becomes sak. Sak. So it's interesting, because the whole achiza of Haman was in bad. Bad means pishtan. And we know, what does it say in the Megillah? It says, Val yilbash sak va'efer. That Mordechai wore sak. So Pashuk, what you could say Pshat is like this, that he saw that Haman had an achiz on the Indian of Bad, which is the Indian of Tzemer, Pishtan, Yachtav. So to be Mechaper and Mesake, and the achiz that he had on the Pishtan, to separate it from the Tzemer, so he was Levesh Sak, that he turned Bad into Sak. And that's called K'tayris, because we know that the root of Mordechai comes from K'tayris. The Gemara says, Mordechai min atar minayin, Mordror, which is the spices of the K'tayris. So you see that since Mordechai's Shirish is in K'tayris, Dafka by the Kavan of K'tayris, you have an Atmash to turn Bad into Sak. Yeah.
So K'tayris is all the
Rishayim, and the Chalbana
also gets mixed
up. Chalbana is Gematria Haman, and Mordechai Haman comes from there. Yeah, that's a whole different drush to talk about K'tayris. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, you could say that also. Chalbana is Gematria Haman, and it's also part of the K'tayris. Mordechai is the K'tayris, which is Mevato, the Indian of Haman, which is the Indian of Chalbana from the K'tayris. Very good. Ali. So we said before, going back to our questions now, we explained Be'echad Ba'ad Mashmin Al Ashkalim. We spoke about the Nid of Klaim and its Shaykhis to Shkalim. And we spoke about the Eitz, why the Medrash says that it was a Kite, which is a Bechin of Shatnez, the Kite Yaoitzeis. Now we can explain very Pashad why it is Hamamin HaTorah Minayin Hamina Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Levilti Yachamim Menel Achalta. Because Hamin Ha'etz is referring to what? The Eitz Hadas Toivira. And a mixture of Toivira is a Bechin of Klein. So that Eitz, which Haman was hung on, we said before, was a Kites. Right? It's a Bechin of Shatnez. So Haman is called that Kites. He's like the Kites at the top of the Eitz. He's the Kites at the top of the Eitz, the Bechin of to be Mater the Klein. That the hanging of Klein was like the hanging of Haman was like Mater the Klein. The Eitz Hadas Toivira. Toivira is a Bechin of Klein. That's the root of Haman. What's interesting, as we said before, Kihigidahem Ashehu Yehudi, that Mordechai told everybody that he's a Jew, that Haman is a Jew, that he's a smitzias of Toivira Biachad. He's that Klein. But it says about Mordechai, Doresh Toiv La'amoy. That's what it says at the end of the Megillah. Mordechai's big Shavach is he's Doresh Toiv La'amoy. What does it mean to be Doirish Toiv La'amai? Doirish Toiv La'amai sends us to where? To Eishes Chayil, which is a remnant to Esther, of where it says, Darsha Tzemer U'Pishten. Darsha Tzemer U'Pishten. Darsha means you could be Matir Tzemer U'Pishten. And that's exactly what Mordechai was doing. Doirish Toiv La'amai. He knew how to separate the Toiv from the Ra. That on the one hand, he saw that Haman was this bad guy. He was this Amalek, and he had to be killed. But he was also a Jew, and he also needs a Chias. So he found the solution. He would be toiling him on the Eitz Adas Taivira, on the Eitz Nun, on this Kites. By doing so, he separated and he only hung the Ra of Haman, but he didn't hang the Toiv of Haman. And testimony to that is what the Gemara says, B'nei Banav Shal Haman, Lam Du Toiv B'nei Bra. That Haman has a Chiyas L'Asa Lavo. That's from the Toiv of Haman. But only the Ra of Haman was hung. So that's called Doirish Toiv La'amai. He was able to separate Doirish Atzemer U'Pishtin. So when you separate the Toivira from Haman, so really there's Baruch Mordechai, which is Bechin of Shkolim. And there's Aruch Haman, which is the Indian of Chlayim. But since Mordechai is the Kayach to be Dorish Toivira Amai, from a very high place, when you drink Adelo Yada, Zaktari, you say Baruch Haman. Because where do you get the Baruch from to say Baruch Haman? You have to take it from Mordechai. You said Baruch Mordechai, you're so shikr, now you're saying Baruch Haman, so you're taking Mordechai's Baruch and putting it on Haman. Why? Because Mordechai is the one who's Dorish Toivira Amai. So he finds a schus for Haman to be Doirish Toiv La'amai. So Mamela Baruch Haman, and the Chilak HaToiv of Haman, that he's a Yehudi. So you say Baruch Haman. One thing which is interesting is that we find that from all the malachim that Hashem has, the malach Michael is very influential on the nace of Purim. We find, for example, then when Achashverosh finds Haman on the bed of taking Esther, Hagam Lichbosh Samalka Imi Babayas, says Achashverosh is so upset, he goes into the courtyard to cool off a little bit, and he sees that there are these workers who are chopping down trees, the Gemara says. He says, who told you to do that? He says, Haman told us to do that. So he gets even more infuriated at Haman. So Chazal say, who were these people? Who was this worker who was chopping down trees? The Gemara says, Michael. The Malach Michael was doing that. Furthermore, we find that when Esther's going into Achashverosh at that time, right? So it says that the Sharvit of the Zav of the Melech, he didn't want to put it down, right? So the Malach came and put it down. Who was that Malach? It was Malach Michal. We find also that when Haman kills Hasach, we know Hasach was Daniel, kills Daniel. So Targum says that Daniel was the shaliach between Mordechai and Esther. And if Haman killed the shaliach, who replaced him? So he says, who replaced him? Michael the Gavriel. Michael the Gavriel. So here you see that Mordechai and Esther are using Michael and Gavriel in the battle against Haman, which is actually very nice because we know that Mordechai, this is a different shmuz, that Mordechai and Haman were Gilgulim of Yaakov and Esav. And Yaakov also used Malachim against Esav, right? It says, Vayishach Yaakov Malachim. Rashi says, Malachim Amish, the Medrash says. He used Malachim. So which Malachim did he use? So according to some, he used a bunch of Malachim. But Derech Remez, Vayishlach is Gematria Michael Gavriel. He used Michael Gavriel. So just like Yaakov used Michael Gavriel against Esav, so too Mordechai used Michael Gavriel against Haman. It's the same thing according to the Sharish Neshamas. Another time you find Michael is that who pushed Haman onto the bed? So it says the Malach came and pushed him. Who was the Malach? It was the Malach Michael. See, four times you find the Malach Michael. So why Dafka the Malach Michael? And why Dafka here? Because Michael is the Osios client. So the reason why Michael was used is because he's the antidote for the whole union of client. So he pushes Haman onto this bed. Where do we find these beds before in the house of Achashverosh? These are the client beds. So he's pushing him onto the client bed. Right? Because this is the whole union of Haman. And she's going into Achashverosh. Who's the one putting down the Sharvit? Michael, because that was the union of Lesacharish Meshavar Vachamar Yachtov. She's going to him willingly. That's also union of client. He's chopping down these trees. What's the shaykhus to these trees? Haman was hung on the tree. It's the tree of client. So wherever you find this Inyan of Michael, you find Inyan of Klein, because his word is Klein. That's why even when he goes with Gavriel, it's also Klein, because Michael is a Malach of Mayim, and Gavriel is a Malach of Eish. So what happened when you put Eish and Mayim together? It's Klein. So every time you find Michael, you find him in the Megillah, and he's the Nais, he's the Malach of the Nais, because Michael is the Oisiois Klein. Not only that, but we also know that Mordechai has another name also. The Gemara says he has two names. One is Psachia, and another one is that he's called Malachi. So Malachi is also Osios Klein. So even the antithesis of Haman, who is the Klip of Klein, even Mordechai himself, right? He's also Malachi, which is the Osios Klein. So you have Michael, you have Malachi against Klein. So you see here that there's this big Klipa, which is hanging over the Jewish people, called Klein, which is the root of this Indian. Haman minator minayim. This is the Inyan of Klein. So it's a Zman that where there's mixtures which are improper mixtures, so it's father is a time, Mashmin Aleim, that we have to put a stop to that, and you have to try to make unions with the Kedusha, which is the whole Inyan of Mishloach Manos Ishtrei Eyu. Mishloach Manos means, Ishtrei Eyu means that the Svarim say that you're not just supposed to send Manos of people who you're buddies with, you're supposed to send Manos who you're enemies with, because it's the time to make up with each other. So you're supposed to turn Klein into Shkolim. You're supposed to take people who you don't like and to make them your friends. And that's really what the Inyan is. It's supposed to turn Klaim into Shkol. So that's why it says Mordechai was Dorish Tov La'amo, Dorish Shalom L'chozaro. He wanted to make peace with everybody. He brought the Jewish people together in a way that if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam or any faction in period, Mufuzer Mufayran. So the Inyan of Mordechai, which is Malachi, is to bring people together. And you see what happens by the Suda. The Suda is a gewaltig time. The people, they get shikr, they're adal yadaz. And the Baruch Haman happens. You see that people who are not so friendly with each other, they express their feelings to each other, they come close with each other. And it's the b'chin of shkalim. The whole in of shkalim is to make an achdus from things which are separate from each other. We should be zeicha, then the schus of all the mitzvahs layam, we should be zeicha to attack a true climb, to be zeicha to give climb once again, to be noted to the Beis HaMikdash, by shlishi, b'skoyal tzedek, from here, v'meinu, amen.